I like this book. You can tell I get excited about this book. Oh my goodness. Okay, I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Let me stop right there and ask you a question. You've got two choices. You got to get some bad news. Do you want to get it from someone who's already been there and experienced it? Or someone who's never been down that path? You want to hear it from someone who knows what's going on? I, John, I am your brother. I am your companion. Hey, folks, I am in chains because of the Word of God. Don't write back to me and say, John, that's such a scary message. That hurts. John says, let me tell you about how much it hurts. I'm in chains because of the Word of God. Folks, keep the heart of God up here. Isn't it cool that when God decided to write this book, He chose a man that we could relate to? He chose a man who was going through it with us. You see, God never stands on the sidelines and says, hey, hope you make it. Hang in there, rah, rah. The Bible says He left the glory of heaven and became a man to experience all that we have experienced. Folks, this is the heart of God. This is not a God who is so busy off in heaven building mansions that He's too busy to be aware of what's going on down here. That's what I sort of grew up with, you know. Jesus is up there hanging shingles, you know, and I'm down here going, Lord, Lord. He's like, well, just a few more, I'll be with you. That's not the picture that we are given. And lo, I will be with you always, even to the very end of the age. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet which said, well, let me stop right there. We're not going to have time to go into this because we would just be here forever. but I do think it is important for me to point this out to you. There are three options, three possibilities for what John is referring to here when he says, on the Lord's day. The most common, easy one to accept because it's familiar to our terminology would be to assume that he's talking about that this revelation came to him on Sunday. There's another option. The most prolific topic in all of Bible prophecy is the subject of the day of the Lord. Joel prophesies about it. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zephaniah, Zechariah. It is the consummation of the ages. There's one other option, and that is go predating the use of the term Lord's Day to refer to Sunday and going back to its original use, referring to the Sabbath. It is my contention that it is likely the latter two that are in view here and not Sunday. And I'm not Sunday bashing. But when you begin to see the pattern of seven, you will begin to understand that God is doing everything in just unbelievable order and design to bring this to our attention. John is going to prophesy just like the prophets of old about the day of the Lord. And that's what we're going to be reading about as we go through the book of Revelation. There's a lot more I could say there, but it'd just make you mad, so we'll just keep going. Okay.